This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
And the fact that they're completely indestructible and totally modular and just the craziest things you've ever seen in your life. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Glenn Beck. He doesn't need me to talk for him. And that's good. I would like to talk to him, though. I would like to talk to him. Because he's been quite vocal, and this is where part of the problem comes from. With everybody that chips into this notion, it becomes more and more difficult to actually try to maintain some semblance of an attitude. And let me explain what I'm saying. He is the conservative commentator and the founder of The Blaze. And he said that not voting for Trump is the moral choice, even if it means Hillary Clinton becoming the next president of the United States. He said it is not acceptable to ask a moral, dignified man to cast his vote to help elect an immoral man who is absent decency or dignity. He wrote this on Facebook. If the consequence of standing against Trump and for principles is indeed the election of Hillary Clinton, so be it. At least it is a moral, ethical choice. You know, when I was in the military, when I was put in the boots and in the pants and in the top and in the hat, when they handed me the weapon and the LBE and everything else, we didn't give a damn about morals or ethics or dignity. All we cared about was winning. All we cared about was survival. And I think here lies the problem, because most of these guys don't have a notion in hell of what's at stake. Because you can hear from, listen to Beck, these are his words. If she is elected, the world does not end. Once elected, Hillary can be fought. Her tactics are blatant and juvenile, and battling her by means of political and procedural maneuvering or through the media, through public marches and online articles, all of that will be moral, worthy of a man of principle. I don't give a damn about principle. I want to win. We're going to battle her through the media. Really? Really, Beck, aren't you the one? I mean, I've seen many, many Glenn Beck shows where he's up there taking and deconstructing the media. I admired the way his shows and his monologues proceeded, because you could tell there was a lot of research in this. And now he's just sort of like saying, but, you know, I was wrong about all that. He added that Trump stepping down does not guarantee a Clinton win, but it does guarantee that the Republican Party still stands for something. still allows its members to maintain their own self-respect, that it still has a future. Okay. This is somebody. I mean, I don't mind telling you this. And if I hurt your feelings, I'm sorry. Glenn Beck is a deluded, sick man. He is a deluded, sick man. If he sits out there and is believing that some public marches and online articles are how we're going to fight Clinton, after she loads, she's going to top load the Supreme Court. If she gets all of the Senate and all of the House, okay, at any time, there'll be another election where she might get that. If she gets that, and you know what? She probably should. The Republicans aren't doing anything. They're not doing nothing. They haven't stopped Obama. They won't stop her. And Beck's out here talking about all of the rules like they matter. The rules don't matter. The Democrats don't play by the rules. Getting out there and saying, well, we're going to play by the rules and we'll do it with dignity. You guys are going to get your fourth point of contact kicked up over your head. You're going to look quite ridiculous walking down the street, the little mincy step you're going to have after that happens. You're going to get your faces and parts of you knocked in the dirt. Getting out there talking, well, let's talk about the rules of this. And yeah, okay, fine. You're gentlemen, yay. This is not what we need now. We don't need principle. We need conviction. We need determination. All of these little phrases you're using, the moral choice and all this other stuff. And Beck has said that this doesn't mean he's voting for Hillary. In fact, he's against both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. And there are those that think America will not be facing the apocalypse should Hillary get out there. And with the exception of the Supreme Court, I might agree with them. But it's a tall order to say that it's moral and ethical for Clinton to assume the presidency instead of doing something to fight her. This means you withdraw without a fight. You say, well, we're not going to fight today. For those people that think both candidates are unpopular, that's tough. That's what got voted in. I don't know who's saying this. I mean, how do these people get the plurality of votes? I know how Hillary did because of all her little dirty tricks. Trump didn't do it. He doesn't know how to do it. He beat all the guys that should be standing right now on the podium. He beat Jeb Bush. He beat John Kasich. You know, he beat them all. He beat Scott Walker. He beat all of the good traditional Republican choices because the people didn't want them. So don't get out there and tell me they're not popular, that Trump isn't popular. He's clearly very, very popular. He's the last man standing out of 17. A Trump presidency working with a Republican Congress would be a much more palatable choice than Clinton working with a Democratic one. Wouldn't it, Glenn? Don't you think so, you dimwit? This is what I get for getting out there and following so many of these. You know what? I'm becoming more and more prejudiced against all of the non-military people that are out there saying that this is acceptable and that is acceptable. You don't get to speak for me, pal. You're a pundit. You don't get to speak for me. You're doing the exact same thing the liberals do. They presume to speak for a lot of people. You're not even elected to office. You have a following. Big deal. So does Kim Kardashian. Big deal. Paris Hilton has one. Lots of people have followings. You know. And on Twitter, that gets you exactly what it's worth. I mean, you can't even get enough money to get a cup of coffee off of Twitter. So your followings don't mean anything. Glenn Beck needs to shut up and sit back and either withdraw or, you know, grow a pair. Please, could you, maybe, take your medication, something. We'll be right back.
and weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different.
Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot.
S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time.
S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
and indestructibility. And the fit. Oh. Tacticalholsters.com. Go get one today. I've got my original 4-year-old G-code holster. I wore it yesterday. Check them out. Coming from the pages of the Alien Gear Holster blog, we get this from Sam, the desk of Sam Huber. If you get out there and you look on YouTube, concealed carriers, pay attention. You can see a number of road rage gun videos where people get incensed about things that happen on the freeway, none of which, at least for the ones I've seen, involve an actual accident or real danger. And then someone pulls a gun. And often the party pulling the pistol is an angry driver. There's a bunch of these. There's one that went viral some time ago. It was shot by a motorcyclist who got a gun pulled on him when he started talking to someone. We can call them outstanding citizens in a pickup truck. The men in the truck object to the motorcyclist motorcycling. The rider knocks on the window. The men in the truck begin yelling, roll down the windows, and the driver points his gun at the man taking the video. Animated conversation ensues, and eventually the motorcyclist leaves the scene. But there's more to the video than that that's in that clip. There were multiple motorcyclists, and they weren't motorcycling in the most courteous manner. They surrounded the guy like, you know, road warrior. And it's also not a good idea to go knocking on windows in traffic. Now is it? Another video that's been going around the web for some time, and that might be staged, but it's difficult to tell for certainty. It's got a couple of good old boys in a truck, and they're harassing a man in a BMW convertible. They follow him. Each verbally abuses the other until they follow the man to a rural parking lot. It turns into a dead-end cul-de-sac kind of thing, and they pull up behind him. They pull a baseball bat from the truck bed while the driver of the BMW pulls out a revolver. He takes their keys and throws them where they can't get to them, and then he takes their camera for their troubles. And so on and so forth. There are plenty of videos of this kind on YouTube and elsewhere around the web, along with news stories. The common thread is that someone confronted someone else about something that happened in traffic, and then one party in the equation pulls out a gun. Which brings us to the point. As concealed carriers, we don't confront people. We don't confront pedestrians. We don't confront drivers. We don't confront people who hit us with their shopping carts. We don't do that. We do not confront anyone, no matter what the perceivable slight. It is a wild mistake to do this. We are carrying deadly force with us. We do not need to prove anything to anyone. We have been vetted and found to be trustworthy, and to do anything other than to be trustworthy would be to, you know, that's sort of an aberration of the trust. We carry the weapon in the event of a deadly confrontation, one that is not caused by us. Any other confrontation leads to escalation, which is precisely what a person should avoid if at all possible, especially if you are a concealed carrier. And that includes anything traffic related. Now, if somebody's out there in their car and they're mowing people down and driving into people, you know, a la Nice, you by all means pull your weapon and ventilate that gentleman. Make sure that you ventilate him often and in the same spot. And let him breathe his last, by all means. Yes, do that. This is why many concealed carry training schools teach de-escalation technique. Even police departments employ de-escalation technique to avoid shooting incidents if it's at all possible. We live in a world with mobile phones. I ride on a bike trail sometimes at a university, which is supposed to be closed to traffic, and there's people out there in their cars driving around looking at their phones playing Pokemon Go. They don't see me. they're not going to kill me because they're only doing about 3 miles an hour. It's completely exasperating. It makes, you know, you sit there and you say to yourself, well, I don't believe in strangling people with my bare hands, but I understand it. So given all of the bad habits and all of the distractions that happen today, that's still not justification to draw a weapon on somebody that is not trying to commit a deadly crime against you. We don't need to confront other drivers. What is going to come from that? The point of concealed carry is to be armed in case something happens. It's not a license to make something happen. Licensed carriers that pull a gun on someone for any reason other than responding to a legitimate threat are also likely to lose that permit. You're likely to lose that credential that most of you are saying, well, I don't need it anyway, Bill. The Second Amendment is my... No, the Second Amendment says that the federal government cannot keep you from having arms. That's what the Second Amendment says. Let's not confuse things. This is the world we live in. Right now, there's 12 states that have permitless carry. If we continue to do like we're doing, one day it's going to be 30. Another day it's going to be 35. It'll just keep on going until one day nobody even needs a permit. There's a method to the madness. This doesn't mean that these boorish people are unsafe. They're not irresponsible or discourteous drivers out there. There are. But the bad behavior of others does not excuse us to get out there and let us suffer from road rage with a weapon. If you feel that coming on, take a deep breath. Remember that this isn't personal. This is traffic. They don't know you. They don't care anything about you. You can tell that by the way they're driving a car. There is no upside to aggressive driving, as, you know, you're more likely to put you in an early grave instead of in your driveway, which isn't that what the car is for? I mean, it's just a method of transportation, right? I mean, it's got air conditioning and satellite radio, which is sort of nice and cool, but, you know, all that stuff. If you're confronted with an aggressive driver, let them pass and start slowing down. If they cut you off or anything, if they start threatening you, oh, that's a different story altogether. Maintain that control. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Ran one of those 2 weekends ago. That was that holster, the drop leg, which is, you know, because it's modular, it's an OSH. It was just great. That was stupendous. Love it. TacticalHolsters.com. Coming from the desk of David Codrio, we get this. They were asked about, in the town hall debate, they were asked about the Supreme Court, and in this discussion and in this pandering, or, you know, one was pandering. The other one, I thought, gave a fair accounting of himself. We got this from the two candidates. Hillary Clinton said, "I just want to quickly say I respect the Second Amendment, but I believe there should be comprehensive background checks, and we should close the gun show loophole and close the online loophole." Interesting little misdirection in that whole little quick aside there. We know that background checks, and per no less a source than the National Institute of Justice, and when we're talking about background checks, what we're talking about is we're talking about universal background checks, okay? The ones that handle the private sales. We know that that won't work unless there is a national registration. And we know that criminals are exempted from that, and the Supreme Court agrees. And to require it of them would violate their right against self-incrimination. Leaving the known bad actors out by design is hardly comprehensive. We know that FFLs at gun shows complete the same paperwork and run transfers to the NICS just like they do in gun stores. And we also know that the online loophole is an intentional misnomer that might as well be called the classified ad loophole, keeping in mind that there are already state and federal laws in place governing those transactions. What Killery wants to do here, among a host of other intolerable acts, is criminalize all private transfers. She wants to know who's got what and how many, at least among the law-abiding. But the real whopper was her claim to respect the Second Amendment. To paraphrase her husband while he was lying under oath, that depends upon what the meaning of the word respect is. Yeah, it does. Now, because Hillary's interpretation is a far cry from shall not be infringed. Yeah. Since the question prompting her assertion involves Supreme Court appointments, it's telling that Clinton claimed last year in a small private fundraiser that SCOTUS got the Second Amendment wrong. That means she disagrees with the Heller decision that it's an individual right, and with the McDonald decision that applies not just to the feds, but to state and subordinate governments. Clinton also wants to ban semi-automatics, demonizing them as assault weapons or the meaningless military-style weapon, or weapons of war that have no places in our streets. These are in common use. These are suitable for militia purposes. Just barely. The full auto real deal involves a whole nother level of federal oversight with all that stuff made after 1986 denied to we the people. Making mere semi-automatic autos illegal to keep and bear contradicts all claims of respect for the Second Amendment. Per on the issue, she has advocated registering guns. She wants to sue gun manufacturers for criminal abuses of their lawful products. And she has further expressed support of a 25% tax on all gun sales and a $2,500 license fee to be imposed on gun dealers. Per HillaryClinton.com, she'll strip the right to keep and bear arms without due process from Americans not even charged, let alone convicted of crimes because their name appears on a secret list. And that comprehensive background check she led debate watchers to believe represented the totality of her common sense gun safety reforms. Per the latest WikiLeaks dump, knowing the representatives of the people will be pressured to not sell out their constituents, she reiterated her intent to impose a gun owner's control via executive order. So despite numerous indications of bias in this debate that happened, the moderators did get some things right, and foremost among them was the observation that selecting Supreme Court justices was perhaps the most important aspect of this election. Glenn Beck, Paul Ryan. That's what will determine what will be upheld and what will be overruled. And all other issues and preferences aside, the prospect facing gun owners is that new justices will either be appointed by Donald Trump, who has signaled that he's going to support us, or by Hillary Clinton, who's given us a wish list signaling that she's going to take us on. And for some reason, That little nugget just seems to escape the highly intellectualized elites. I guess it doesn't matter. Because there'll be another day, you see. It won't be the end of time. I mean, it's not the end of the world. I mean, we can have marches and we can do online things. I can't believe. You know, part and parcel of being on the air, especially with somebody like him. I mean, you know, I look at Glenn Beck, and there's so much professional envy there for me at the size of his media machine and everything else. You would think that with all of that that he has, that there would be some awareness, if you will, some bit of, I don't know, some bit of comprehensive awareness as to what other people think and an idea. See, I think the biggest biggest problem that anybody can have is thinking that they know everything. Thinking that they're right all the time. Now, I know I'm not right all the time. I embarrass myself. But I try to overcome that by doing, you know, on certain things, I try to do a little bit of research. I try to do a little bit of presentation. I try to, you know, confirm this, confirm that. If I find out that I'm wrong about something, I go back and I try to retract that. I don't like to have that out there. Sort of like that hot mic moment. Maybe, you know, if Donald Trump had gotten there and started shaking Billy Bush and saying, we shouldn't be talking like this. We don't even know what's going to be heard. I mean, we're mic'd up, for God's sakes. You know, if he'd done that, well, I don't know. But he didn't. And I shouldn't have to, but I do. Now, having said all that, I do not understand how somebody who I've seen pull apart a topic the way Beck does, I don't understand where he gets this idea that this is about morals and ethics. That was abandoned a long time ago. That's something we don't have the luxury to consider now. We're in a in-the-trenches fight. And we're going to get dirt under our fingernails in being involved in this fight. That's what this is about. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At UCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life?
Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
That and the fact that they're just indestructible. I mean, I know of two warranties that have had to be called in on a G-Code product. Tacticalholsters.com. I've talked about what everybody else is saying, so let me tell you what I am saying about the debate, the open mic. You've heard me ranting and raving about these politicians that don't know how to win an election to save their lives. And I mean, right now, the Trump campaign is probably throwing thank you bouquets at the Clinton minions who pulled out that 11-year-old video when he was talking to Hollywood Access host Billy Bush. And, yeah, why, Bill? Why would because this demonstrates the sheer panic that the Hillary campaign is in at the devolving internal poll numbers that show the ailing candidate barely keeping her bobbling chin above the waterline of decisive failure. See, it doesn't matter what we see and what the media is putting out. There's two versions out there. There's what they know is actually the fact, and then there's what they're trying to get us to believe. This is why polls are propaganda. It highlights the startling absence of the MIA candidate, who has not been seen since a campaign appearance in Ohio on October 3rd until the debate, leaving surrogates to speak in her stead. That strange absence, just weeks away from the vote for president, tends to confirm the suspicion that Hillary's frequent symptoms of illness, the spasmodic coughing fits, the seizure-like head jerking, the inability to ascend stairs without men gripping her arms, a left eye that turns involuntarily inward, episodes of freezing in mid-sentence, all of this disqualifies her from the office she seeks, which demands top-notch physical strength and mental acuity. And speaking of acuity, we already know that Hillary's judgment is gravely impaired. Who else uses private servers that are sieves for our national security secrets? Who else lies repeatedly and compulsively to camouflage her disastrous foray into Benghazi? Who else was a central player in facilitating a deal through the Clinton Foundation slush fund that gave Vladimir Putin overwhelming control over the global uranium supply chain? And who chooses Senator Tim Kaine as a running mate? K. Kane is a man who writer Scotty McKay describes in the Kane Scrutiny as having a history of anti-American radical leftism for nearly 40 years, being a friend and ardent follower of a violent communist lunatic, having a complete lack of business or private sector experience, having never signed the front of a check, being a typical phony liberal who on the one hand apologizes for slavery and then institutes a Project Exile program which led to the mass incarceration of a disproportionately black cohort of perpetrators, having a history of selling himself out to the Muslim Brotherhood, which has poured huge money into his coffers, and bringing the stench of corruption with him, something that seems inescapable with anybody that becomes a minion of the Clintons. The two main drivers of human behavior are money and ego. As far as emotions, jealousy tops both anger and passion. And this week's brouhaha is about all three: money, ego, and jealousy. Trump, all of these guys that are saying, well, we're not going to support him, they never supported him, and he decimated them anyway. These guys proved to be startling, ineffective, and particularly traitorous. And he picked off 17 highly credentialed and longtime operatives, including governors, senators, and congressmen. Governors, very difficult to beat. And, of course, Jeb Bush raised so much money into the mega millions before he even announced for president that his entrance into the race was considered a de facto win. And Trump swatted him away like a buzzing gnat. As he also did Ohio Governor John Kasich, Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Swat, swat, swat. And to his credit, he took his undisputed swatting championship one step further in leveling the self-important media types who, number one, credit themselves with electing Barack Obama by concealing his past and overlooking numerous racist and inflammatory remarks, including, as read from a book, Gotta Have Them Ribs, and I Can't Say What Else, as reported today by the Drudge Report, and creating and maintaining the leftist narrative that their globalist bosses demand. Now, if you were to go to Business Insider and read the writings of Ashley Lutz, you would find that there's only six organizations who are now responsible for 90% of all the news we read, watch, and listen to. In 1983, there were 50 media companies. Today, there's only six, all run by business titans involved in many of the massive multi-billion-dollar deals that drive international politics, that determine the bad-for-America trade deals that our leaders have signed and that members of the Democrat-Republican cabal have financial interests in. And the net result is that dozens of politicians and media shills have been walking around for over a year with bruised and battered egos and that can't even conceal it, anger as well as anxiety about their investments, all waiting for their moment to pounce. And there it is, Trump being crude 11 years ago. You can just hear the Europeans screeching with laughter as they stand on their elegant balconies flanked by their wives and girlfriends, and the Middle Eastern potentates rolling on their palace floors as they give the nod to excising the genitals of young girls and stoning the sinning women to death. And, of course, the thousands of professional American athletes slapping their knees and wondering if they themselves would get the death penalties for things they've said and done. And this entire thing has been a good thing for Trump, who now knows definitively who his enemies are on the right. These are the cockroaches being flushed out by a skilled exterminator. George Pataki, Mike Lee, Kelly Ayotte, Mike Crapo, former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, former phony conservative radio host Hugh Hewitt, and among the most loyal allies of Barack Obama and Harry Reid, none other than the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. This is their last hurrah, urging Trump to drop out of the race and hoping that his locker room talk from a decade ago will finally destroy the man who single-handedly exposed and upset their cozy good old boy apple cart. So they're acting like predators now. And while his flushing of the pundit and TV dissemblers has helped their approval numbers plummet into single digits, you know, this is what they fear. This is the thing that they fear. This is the thing that they fear. And he continues to spit in the eye of all these people. This He gets out here and shows things like the serial cheating going back to their Arkansas days. That was a spit in Hillary's face. 12-year affair with Jennifer Flowers, spit in the eye. Paula Jones and the $90,000 payout, a spit in the other eye. Kathleen Willey, a spit on the chin. Juanita Broderick and the rape allegation. Monica Lewinsky, the cigar under the Oval Office desk. Stained blue dress, and guess whose DNA on it? Hillary brings with her sky-high taxes, horrific trade deals, the squashing of energy independence, a massive influx of potential jihadists over our open borders, the continuation of a weakened military. I mean, all this stuff. It's just, you know, the clueless media, the desperate Democrats, and the jealous Republicans. That's what we are all up against. And we're not that stupid. And Donald Trump, again, to his credit, is not a man to allow this coordinated intimidation effort either to bend or break him. And we can't allow it either. We can't allow this to mess with us. This guy is not a politician. He's not a Democrat. He's not a Republican. This guy's a dragon slayer. He's taking on a machine that most of us would never dare to do. And he doesn't care. He looks them dead in the eye, says what he says, does what he does. He has no regrets. What kind of a president do we want today? Do we want someone who's going to play the game? And the game has become so genteel and so stroked. I mean, you know, it's about the money is what it boils down to, the money and the power. Do we want that, or do we want somebody who's going to be a dragon slayer? I want a dragon slayer. But right now I'm going to go to hour number 3. I will be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Education has to be boring.
Think again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.